It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all. The scripture lessons this evening are from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Tonight's message is titled, This is Christ the King. Hear the word from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Here ends the first lesson, the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, God of inconceivable power, incomprehensible glory, immeasurable mercy, unspeakable kindness, look on us in your tender love and show your rich mercy and compassion to us and those who pray with us. Amen. I really love this time of year. The excitement, the joy, the music, the Christmas specials, the decorations, the lights to behold during nighttime driving down the roads, the spirit, the life. I really do love this Christmas time of year. The other night I turned to PBS to catch most of A Christmas at Belmont. I've watched previous years of Christmas at Belmont specials, and this year's Christmas at Belmont 2021 was taped in the newly opened Fisher Center for the Performing Arts on the Belmont campus. The Fisher Center is a grand performance place to hear the music of Christmas joy. If you're not familiar with Belmont, Belmont University is a Christian community of learning and service outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And it has a really huge and wonderful music department. For Christmas at Belmont, there was 15 different student musical groups sharing in the joys of Christmas. Symphony orchestra, choral, bluegrass, percussion, jazz, and a spectrum of genres of music. Watching and listening to the small groups of a few voices and then a couple of instruments accompanying to the larger groups. A very enjoyable time. It got me reminiscing, and especially as the finale began. And you know, that filled the stage with all the people, all the groups, all the instruments, all playing, all singing praises to the Lord. Together. I mean, solos are wonderful. Duets are very special too. But there's something moving about the sound that soars forth from the voices of large groups of hundreds of people. I mean, this very enjoyable time got me reminiscing, especially as that finale group came. Reminiscing. That orchestra, the symphony, breaking forth, all breathing out praises to the Lord, to the newborn King. That moment had me reminiscing when I sang in a large chorus many years ago in Bowie, Maryland. I was in sixth grade and had the awesome privilege, the wonderful experience to be part of the county chorus. Prince George's County's chorus. It was composed of sixth graders mostly and some fifth graders. Two from all the different elementary schools in the county, all across the county. Each elementary school could send 5 students to be a part of the county chorus. I remember my mom driving me over to the elementary school that would be the central place of rehearsals and being dropped off that night. And I walked through the doors and walked into the building, and then I turned right to go into the cafeteria multipurpose room with the stage and all, but walked into that room. There was the console, upright piano, and then to the right were the risers. We checked in and then went and sat on the risers, and then it was our turns, because this first night was also tryout night. Though your school sent you, the 5 students, still you had to try out. And it's nervous trying out, but the nerves were eased in the trying out because we did it in groups of 5. 5 stand by the piano and sing, as the director was just nearby listening and paying attention at her music stand making notes. And then we were told to go sit down on the risers. It was a joy. I mean, and the risers start and filled, and you could just start picturing it. Sopranos, then the altos, and the lower altos, mid-sopranos. They'll start filling us out in the different places, sending you there and there. And so as it turned out, as the different tryouts, the girls were on this end and the boys were on this end, not mixing too many voices, but just filling it up. And it just got more and more full, that riser did. This was the fall of 1975. And with 1976 just around the corner and being just outside of Washington, D.C., the nation's bicentennial celebrating was already filling the air with much wonderful patriotism. At such a time as that, the costuming naturally would take on a flair of patriotic 1776 flair. So red, white, and blue were the colors, along with a colonial style and that colonial feeling. But no three-point cap for the boys. You know what boys do with hats, so no three-point caps. But the boys would wear white knee-high socks, blue knickers, red vest, white shirt, and with a three-tiered ruffled ascot hanging around that neck. I'm reminiscing, and you're joining me in the reminiscing to 46 years ago. 46 years ago. And we had weekly practices and recalling those songs of 46 years ago and the places we sang. Portions both coming forward in memory. The songs we sang are still in my memory from Oliver. Who will buy? I can just hear the sopranos starting to sing with that rose cellar. Who will buy my sweet red roses? Then the milkmaids join in, singing about following by the strawberries, singing ripe strawberries ripe. And me, slightly lower voice, had to wait for that moment to join in with the words of the knife grinder. Knives, knives to grind, any knives to grind. I probably sang it a lot higher then, but I mean, that's what it, the way. I mean, we also sang a cappella style. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, another time of the year. I learned the alphabetical order of the states by singing in the county chorus. You probably learned it this way too. 50 nifty United States from the 13 Ridge. You learned that song too? We sang that in the county chorus. Well, it was the bicentennial. Of course you had to sing 50 nifty United States. But some of the best memories were singing in a chorus during Christmas time. Christmas. There was this fancy mall, and we would be the center attraction. I mean, the decorations were all set up around the fountain area. The water was drained from the fountain area, so for the Christmas decorations to be set up and around them. And it's a really neat fountain area. It was a whole bunch of tiered platforms that the water would just cascade from one platform to another platform. Well, those tiered platforms being dry and with decorations, those tiered platforms became the risers upon which we stood. And so we stood amongst, right in the middle of the fountain where water would have been, but right amongst the Christmas decorations. It was special, and one of the songs that we sang, I mean, it's with me now, and my girls are wishing for it too. It's, snow, snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of your stalling. Autumn's gone and winter's here. It's just about the time of the year. You know, hear the wind blow. Be a snow, be a beautiful snow. I mean, that's from 46 years ago. I remember almost the whole song. But the most memorable moment of Christmas was singing in the county chorus with all those voices singing together. The most special memory was really about this time of year, 46 years ago, was being downtown Washington, D.C., dressed in the colonial costume of the chorus, a costume which my mom sewed together for me, and I seem to recall she sewed a few costumes for a few others too. But there in my patriotic red, white, and blue colonial costume, I'm shedding my winter jacket, handing it to my mom to hold, and we start gathering together as the group because we're going to get ready to perform. The previous group finishes and heads off the performance stage with those risers, and we line up for the performance. Because you know, the performance begins before you even go on to stage. Because it's how you enter the stage and step onto the risers. And the performance stage was huge with the beautiful backdrops to make an amphitheater. Those white walls that go up and then tilt forward. And so we step up onto the performance stage. And that sound. Piano sitting off to the side. Director takes her place. We're in place. We're ready to sing. And I look out to the crowd and I'm starting to ignore the shivering cold creeping over me. For just beside us out there was the National Christmas Tree. We were performing downtown Washington, D.C. as a part of the National Christmas Tree time. There on the National Mall, singing spectacular Christmas songs, patriotic red, white, and blue, just before 1976, the bicentennial, Christmas 1975. For the few moments, the cold went away as the joy of singing in that spectacular place took all my attention to sing well, sing my best. Now, would you like to know what I looked like 46 years ago? I can give you that opportunity right now. This is what I looked like 46 years ago. Those who are inside can see a parking lot. You're going to have to ask for the pictures another time. So there I am in my costume, the color picture. You can see the red, white, and blue. And as you can see, there is very little room to dress in layers. I had long johns on and a long shirt on underneath the top. But other than that, you know, I'd gladly shiver to sing there again and to sing in a group of that size again. The memories remain. Memories of moments like I just shared with you. Thank you, Heather. You can move next. Memories I just shared with you. Anyone can sit down and reminisce and call from the resources of times past. And with intentionality, those memories will come flying forward for you. Such memories available, like to Luke, to write down as he carefully seeks out the eyewitnesses and scrupulously investigates the occurrences. My memories of 46 years ago, though quite grand, they really don't compare to majesty to the memories of the shepherds outside of Bethlehem. For me, there is the National Christmas Tree, light shining brightly. For them was the wondrous majesty of an angel of the Lord and the glory of the Lord shining around them brightly. They were terrified, Luke writes, the shepherds. In the Greek, it means mega afraid. The angel tells them, don't be afraid. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Don't be afraid. Even in these days, I say to you, don't be afraid. Hear the great news, the joyous news, so wonderful. An angel of the Lord was sent to proclaim the good news, the great news. Joy. It is joy. It is joy. Great. Reason for great and reason for exceeding joy. Now, I rejoiced with the birth of my two girls, along with being unsure of being a daddy, especially with the firstborn. The unsureness was still there for the secondborn, but not as big as the firstborn. I did have joy. Now, this joy the angel speaks of is of a joy for the whole world. A joy for the whole world. A joy that spans across time. A joy that stretches across the great expanse of all of creation, from one portion of the universe all the way to the other side of the universe. That is how great this joy is. A joy that can't be explained except with a heavenly host bringing it to us. This joy, as Luke writes, chapter 2, verse 11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The longed for and greatly awaited one has come. The Savior has been born. The Anointed One. That's the meaning of Messiah. That's the meaning of Christ. Anointed One. This baby boy born in Bethlehem will bring salvation from sin. And so you know that this is true. The angel gave the shepherds a sign to find. It's written in Luke chapter 2, verse 12. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The Greek word for sign is semion. and a sign. These signs are meant to confirm and authenticate that indeed this is the Lord fulfilling his eternal purposes. And these signs or signs, semeians, are things that we cannot do. It's only things the Lord can do that point to this is the Lord. Mary conceived by the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit. And the child born, this baby boy born to Mary, is the Son of the Most High. Now, when my girls were born, I announced their birth. I tried to share with as many people as I can. My girls have been born. The living God, the Father, the Almighty, sent an angel to announce the birth of the Son of the Most High. And so, you know, this is true. This actually happened. A sign was given. You know, newborn babies, they're not wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger. No, they're in a house. They're in an inn. They're in a nice place. But this sign says you will find the baby lying in a manger. And so they went to see. Now, you've been to concerts. I've been to concerts. A performance that ends. Have you ever been to a performance that ends with a solitary person singing a solo? Aren't concerts brought to a close with the biggest and grandest music of the night? I mean, everyone comes on stage, joins in to end the moment with the largest amount of energy, the greatest joy. I mean, you save the best for last to send everybody off with joy and joy and joy. Similarly, a single angel gave the message to Zechariah. He and Elizabeth will have a child in their old age. A single angel gave the message to Mary. She would miraculously conceive and be with child and give birth to a son who would be Savior. A single angel gave the message to the shepherds. The Savior has been born in Bethlehem. But the joy is so great, a solitary angel is not large enough, big enough, or capable enough of telling of the great joy. A solitary angel is not enough. So next thing you know, unexpectedly, the heavens are filled with angels. The joy of heaven is so great. The heavens are filled with angels. A host of angels must be sent to proclaim over the earth, as it's written in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Suddenly and unexpectedly, the sky is filled, so full of angels of the heavenly host. They're expressing this enormous joy. Glory to God in the highest, and peace among men. Why all of this? For God takes delight in us. The Lord truly cherishes us who are created in his image, such that he sent his Son to be Savior of us, for us, and so for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was born of the Virgin Mary. And just as suddenly, the heavenly host is gone. Soon, the shepherds say, "Let's go and see what the Lord has told us about." They go. They found Mary, they found Joseph, and they found the baby just as they had been told. It was true, really true, what the angel said. So I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 16. So they, the shepherds, hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And while there, the shepherds shared the story of the events with Mary and Joseph. And it's written there in Luke, Mary treasured these words in her heart. Then the shepherds left to go back to the hills and their sheep. And it's written in Luke chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Do you know what this means? The shepherds found the sign exactly as the angel said. Do you know this in a life-changing, life-transforming reality in you? The Savior has been born. Forgiveness of sins truly is yours in Christ Jesus the Lord. This actually happened in human history. The Savior has been born. Though it seems transcendent, it seems otherworldly, aspects of it are, but yet those aspects of angels and angels' hosts, and it just seems too really be true. But it is. The angels appeared, the angels sang. These are things most of us have never experienced. But these events really happened. The sign was fulfilled. The baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger was found by the shepherds. Spring of 1976, my last county chorus performance, it was in a concert hall. My mom brought along a little cassette player recorder. You know those rectangle things where you push the two buttons to record on a cassette tape? She recorded the concert performance. I can see in my mind's eye the cassette with the red label, and in the upper left corner of the red label is written County Chorus. It's buried in my basement someplace. I need to dig it out and hear it once again to relive the moments. Yet even without the cassette, I can relive the moments. I have the memories, and now I've shared some of them with you. You know more about me by my words spoken to you. And many, many others shared their events with Luke, the gospel writer. And now you know of their events. For their words were spoken to Luke, and Luke wrote them down for us. The shepherd's experience spoken to Luke are memories that seem implausible things for us these days. They really happened. Luke wrote down the shepherd's experience so we this night would know Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Savior, Jesus is King, and that we would also join in glorifying and praising God as they, the shepherds, had done all those years ago. Join in the joy. Join in the praising and glorifying God. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven and born to save. Amen and amen.